This summer, the Driftwood Players Theatre Company will breathe fresh life into classic tales through dramatic performances at community celebrations. The first of 5-story theatre appearances is planned by the Sunshine Coast-based troupe for July 1 celebrations at Seashelts Hackett Park. The summer performance series had been on hiatus since 2016. A new rendition of Chicken Little has been prepared to supplement perennial favorites like the Bremen Musicians and the Lion and the Mouse. Driftwood's Story Theater project began 15 years ago when director Bob Hunt led performances inspired by the tradition of itinerant actors who performed outdoors with simple costumes and staging. Producer Radhika Samwald sustained the tradition after Hunt's retirement. We'd pop up in the most unexpected places, festivals and fairs, summer youth camps, a care home, street festivals, Molly's Lane, even a bus stop, said Joanne Bennison, who spent 8 years with Story Theatre as an actor, writer and director. Story Theatre wasn't just about performing. It opened so many doors for me, from acting to writing and directing, to serving as an administrator at the Driftwood Theatre School where I helped produce youth theatrical productions. It all started with Story Theatre, which has truly been a life-changing experience. Bennison directs this year's production of Robin Hood, the musical. The show is a tuneful traversal of legends about the heroic outlaw. The 7 short plays will be presented as partly improvised theatre with an emphasis on audience participation. Each piece is designed to take advantage of its natural setting. Where else can you rehearse in the awesome presence of humpback whales while making new and old friends in our beautiful natural spaces? Said Marissa Fisher. Fisher is involved as an actor and writer, and directs the retelling of Chicken Little. 2 other directors took responsibility for multiple stories. Gabriel Dittmars directs The Bremen Musicians and The Miller, His Son and His Ass. Director Shannon Rohde oversees The Lion and the Mouse, The Dog and His Reflection, and 2 Crows. Linda McTurk, the project's artistic director and producer, worked with dramaturge Lise Kreps to review past scripts and tailor 2023 performances. Costumer and logistics coordinator Ruthie Boehm turned Story Theatre into a family affair. Boehm's 2 adult children and 1 of their partners joined the troupe. After being quite ill for quite a while, said Boehm, I wanted to live again and there's no better way to come alive than to become someone else for a little while. Following its July 1 performances, the group will appear at the Half Moon Bay Fair on July 16, Pender Harbor Days on August 5, Creek Days on August 13, and Labor Day celebrations at Weingarten Park in Gibson's on September 3. All shows by the multi-generational cast are free of charge. As the parent of 2 young children, and in the wake of the pandemic, theater is more vital than ever to inspire young kids who haven't been able to participate in any live in-person activities, said Fisher. We're trying to give them a lighthearted first taste of what theater is about.